Texte numéro 73. Movie marathons. Want to know what's coming soon to a cinema near you? Probably not an hour and a half long movie, as in the old days. This year, audiences have endured the longest installments yet in the Indiana Jones, John Wick and Mission Impossible franchises. Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan's three-hour blockbuster, required 11 miles of film stock for IMAX showings. On October 20th comes Killers of the Flower Moon, a grisly western from the director Martin Scorsese. At nearly 3.5 hours, its length is nearly double that of the average film last year. Even movie fans struggle to concentrate for that long. During the premiere at the Cannes Film Festival in May, some viewers dozed off. Afterwards, there was a mad dash and a long queue for the toilets. The Economist analysed over 100,000 feature films released internationally since the 1930s, the start of Hollywood's golden age, using data from IMDb, a movie database. The average length of productions has crept up by around 24%, from 1 hour and 21 minutes in the 1930s to 1 hour and 47 minutes in 2022. Blockbusters are the worst offenders. For the 10 most popular titles, measured by how many reviewers rated the films on IMDb, average lengths stretched to around 2.5 hours in 2022, nearly 50% higher than in the 1930s. Filmmakers began churning out protracted pictures in the early 1960s. Cinema was booming, and auteurs wanted to distinguish their art from television. Epics graced the silver screen, including Lawrence of Arabia, which surpassed the 3.5 hour mark, and Cleopatra, which originally exceeded 4 hours but was later cut down. Back then, audiences enjoyed an intermission while the projectionist prepared the reels for the next act. Franchises are one driver of this trend. Studios want to squeeze the most out of their costly intellectual property, but they are competing with streaming platforms for eyeballs. They hope that a spectacular, drawn-out events movie will tempt audiences away from the small screen and into cinemas. This approach has often paid off. Avengers Endgame, Marvel's three-hour superhero spree, was the highest-grossing film in 2019. Last year, long franchise movies made up most of the highest-grossing films in America. Anything that lures people off their couches to see a film in theatres is good news for cinemas. But protracted runtimes also pose a fundamental problem, complains Claire Binns, managing director of Picture House, a British cinema group and film distributor. Long movies can mean foregoing 2 showings per night, which hurts ticket sales and profits. Adapted from The Economist, October 2023.